This is IGN.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
The Bad Batch Episode 6 saves another Jedi from Order 66. This story contains spoilers for The Bad Batch. We hope you've been practicing your Shuriwook because The Bad Batch Season 2 just brought back a fan favorite with some very special powers. Although the series trailer teased the return of Gunji the Wookiee, fans weren't sure whether our furry friend would appear in the present day or be another flashback that doomed him to the wall of fallen Jedi. Tribe takes us back to the familiar stomping ground of Kashyyyk. While the Empire tightens its grip on the planet, the Bad Batch puts another important ally in the Wookiee ranks. Following a brief appearance in Star Wars The Clone Wars, Gunji is back swinging his lightsaber and adding his name to the growing list of Jedi who survived Emperor Palpatine's Order 66. Introduced in The Clone Wars Season 5's The Gathering, Gunji was one of the Force-sensitive younglings that journeyed to the sacred planet of Ilum in search of kyber crystals to build their lightsabers. Despite his fleeting appearances, Gunji was attacked by pirates, joined Doug Prigo's circus to save Ahsoka Tano, and then took on General Grievous. The character was part of the Clone Wars Young Jedi arc, which was briefly considered as another animated spin-off before Disney gained the rights to the franchise in 2012. That never happened. Meaning, the last we officially saw of Gunji, he was in the Jedi Temple hangar when it was bombed, and Barriss Offee was arrested for her crimes. Although Gunji later appeared to Master Yoda in a vision, his proximity to the Jedi Temple and the fact he'd attained the rank of Padawan means he was presumed dead, alongside most of the Jedi Order in Order 66. Gunji served under Master Terra Sanube, and given that Sanube's body was glimpsed in the Fortress Inquisitorius during Obi-Wan Kenobi, things weren't looking good for Gunji. After defeating the Trandoshan forces of Babwa Venomor, J.P. Karliak, and being taken in by Yana, Shelby Young, on Kashyyyk, Gunji is currently safe with his own kind, and sure to be an asset to the species' forces as Jedi Wookiee. We leave him with a Return of the Jedi-esque ending where everything seems peaceful. For now. There have been complaints that modern Star Wars canon has saved too many Jedi from Order 66. And while it was once just Obi-Wan Kenobi and Yoda, Gunji joins growing ranks like Ahsoka Tano, Caleb Doom, Cal Kestis, and more. Much like fans are asking whether Kestis will make the jump from Respawn Entertainment's Star Wars Jedi video games into live action, there are questions about when or if Gunji could return. Gunji is also in the rare group of Jedi Wookiee that includes Nixed Legends characters like Tyvaka, who supposedly trained Plo Koon, and Chewbacca's nephew, Lobaka. Star Wars expert Pablo Hidalgo confirmed via Twitter that George Lucas axed plans for a Jedi Wookiee to appear in Revenge of the Sith, which led to others being rolled back from the expanded universe. Things could be changing, though. Set photos from The Acolyte teased a Wookiee wearing a Jedi tunic, leading to hopes this will be the live-action debut of Buriaga Agaburi from 2021's The High Republic Light of the Jedi. With Lucas's No Jedi Wookiee rule revoked, we could see more of Gunji soon. Alongside the question of how Gunji survived Order 66, his return can also clear up what happened to Gunji's friends, like Katooni. While Gunji seems safe for now, remember that Kashyyyk ends up under the rule of the Empire during the Dark Times, and many enslaved Wookiees are sent to work on the Death Star. Gunji isn't present during the events of Fallen Order on Kashyyyk, and even when the planet is liberated by General Han Solo in 5 ABY, there's never been a mention of Gunji past this point in the timeline. With the lifespan of your average Wookiee being 400 standard years, Gunji could appear in everything from The Mandalorian to Damon Lindelof's Post the Rise of Skywalker project. As The Bad Batch has shown with AZI-3 and Commander Cody, He could just as easily have a part to play further down Omega's arc. It would be a shame to resign a character as promising as Gunji to the back of canon. And remember what Professor Huyang once said, "Rare you are to the Jedi."
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.